welcoming the 2A state basketball tournaments back to town after a year hiatus. And we happen to be joined on the phone this morning by Marsha Rozelle with Visit Manhattan. It just feels good to say welcome back to the 2A state tournament.
Oh, it certainly does. We're very excited to host again. You know, our office has been hosting this for well over 30 years, and it's just great to have them come back again. Last year, we were unable to host because of K-State basketball had a conflict, and of course, it's their court. So we are simply renters of the facility, and we appreciate the partnership with K-State Athletics. So it's exciting to have teams coming back.
One of the aspects of this that I think of when we get to this time of the year is just the convenience out of it, and so many fans that love and earmark this time for coming to Manhattan. They love making this trek.
They do, and one of the reasons we love having the 2A class is because the entire community will come out for their fans and their team and to cheer them on. If you're looking at any social media, you'll see most of the 16 schools that are coming here have had pep rallies last night and getting ready for today. We'll welcome 8 teams of boys today at Bramlage Coliseum. It's an exciting time. And then tomorrow, 8 girls teams will come to town. And so we have 3 of the schools that are doubles, meaning both boys and girls come. But those communities come out in force. We expect about 9,800 fans to come to the entire community.
Wow, that's a key point right there. 9,800 fans, and it means business for Manhattan above and beyond in the aspect that many of them come from communities where they make the plans for the weekend. They don't specifically go back and forth in a lot of their cases.
That's absolutely true. A lot of them will come for the entire duration. Now, you know, if they have to win today or tomorrow to keep coming back for Friday and Saturday, but they do make plans to come. They love coming to Manhattan. K-State, having the court up there at Bramlage is a great facility, and so everybody enjoys it, and there's a great energy about it.
Marsha, I'm sure you collect data on these tournaments when they're held here. What does this mean for the bottom line here in terms of tourism dollars?
Sure. We expect about $145,000 in estimated economic impact for this tournament. So that is a big deal for Manhattan. It does affect, you know, our restaurants, the shopping. Of course, some of our teams will spend the night in hotels. And so all of that makes a difference for Manhattan.
It is such a point that, you know, we talk about all of the things that people look forward to about it. But now we look into the future and Keisha's considering doing multiple tournaments, and you laugh,
yeah.
Because
I do, because it takes an army of people,
yeah.
And I so appreciate our volunteers, the staff that's at the CVB. I so appreciate them, and then the volunteers that make this happen. You know, Keisha is talking about that for the future, and it would mean that this time I would have been up at Bramlage from about 6 o'clock in the morning until about midnight, 4 days of the tournament. So I do laugh because it's a continuing conversation with Keisha. We obviously want to have the best fan experience, and for those student athletes, this is a big deal to compete in the state tournament, and so we want to make sure that that experience is just top notch. And it's tough looking ahead, but, you know, we're game for what we need to do.
That means that the city will put in a bid for hosting.
We did. And then it'll take a lot of the details. We'll have to figure out all those details.
Yeah, that's the one thing about it. This is a development that is new for Keisha to undertake. I know Nebraska for years has done the tournaments all in Lincoln, which makes it even more of a challenge. But they've got, between the university and downtown, they've got the facilities to do that. In this case, you'd be looking at, what, how many classes? Potentially 2?
We would have 2. They're asking for 2 classes to come, which would mean, you know, instead of the 16 teams, it would be 32 teams, and it would be 8 games a day. But for this year, we have 4 games a day, and we're excited. We start tip-off at 2 o'clock today, and we encourage the whole community in Manhattan to come out and watch basketball.
Marsha, thank you very much. Have a great tournament, and we'll catch up to you shortly.
Thank you.
Marcia Rozelle again with Visit Manhattan joining us on the line this morning as, again, the tournament gets underway today, the 2A tournament, with those four games starting at 2, including the defending champion, Mount Ridge, on the hardwood at 2 o'clock this afternoon as they open the tournament, bidding to remain unbeaten. That's a challenge in and of itself right there.
Absolutely.
We've got your sports headlines up next as we continue on K-Man's Morning News.